Hello, and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
And I am Rob F.
And we are the hosts of the show. And this is our first episode.
This is the inaugural Legacy Music Hour episode.
And what our show is about is it's a video game music show where Rob and I will share our favorite video game tracks from specifically the 8-bit and 16-bit eras.
The best era in terms of gameplay and music, right?
I'd agree. Yeah, the two best eras. I mean, I don't even really like the other eras, really.
Yeah, I agree. So
what we're going to do is each episode, we will focus on a specific theme in that era. For example, best racing game theme songs, or best ending songs, or best title screen songs, or we might focus on a specific composer like Nobuo Uematsu. We'll do a whole show on him, or Hirokazu Tanaka, do a whole show on him. We'll play the music. We take turns sharing each other's favorite tracks, and then we'll discuss them a little bit. We'll talk about it from a compositional standpoint. We'll talk about it from genre standpoints. And
you're a musician, so you can say what musically what's going on.
Yeah, I mean a little bit. Yeah, and that's what we'll do. And that brings us to
today's show. So tell everyone, what is the theme of today's show?
The theme of today's show is, if you noticed earlier, we didn't have a theme song when we started the show off. We just started straight with total silence. And so that's what the show is about. We're going to search for a theme song for our show.
How many tracks did you bring for us to decide?
I brought 9 potential tracks.
I also brought 9 potential tracks.
Right.
And I got to be honest with you, I think you're going to like my 9.
I think you're going to like my 9. So,
well, let's get right to it.
Okay, we'll get right to it. So what we're going to do is we're going to play them, and we're going to even test the songs out as if we were starting a new episode, just to give you new listeners a sense of how those songs are going to work. So again, today's theme is theme songs for the Legacy Music Hour. And I guess we'll start off with one of my tracks. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to start things off with a track from what I think is the epitome of video game music from the 8-bit era. It's one of the songs from Metroid. This is a game composed by produced by Nintendo, and the music was composed by Hirokazu Tanaka. And it just, there's nothing, the reason I'm picking this one to go first is that there's nothing, it doesn't sound like any other kind of genre. It doesn't sound like it's rock, it doesn't sound like classical. It sounds specifically like video game music, and this is it. And welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
And I am Rob F.
And today's theme is blah, blah, blah. So this is an example of a theme song, like, because it has a little bit of an amp up in the beginning of the song, and that's why.
I get the feeling we're marching. It's almost a march, like a war march song.
Like we're marching into the world of video game music.
What's this from again? Metroid?
This is from Metroid, yeah.
Is this the theme song? Is this a level
song?
This
is the first level. The loop is about to start over. Let's play it for a second here. So that was a song for Metroid. I
can see that maybe working as an opening. So I'm going to be honest with you.
It's such a video game. That's just, to me, that just epitomizes video game music, because it doesn't sound like any other kind of genre. And it's such a good piece of music too. I mean, I don't know. I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs. That's actually one of my all-time favorite video game songs.
Don't think that fits into any musical genre?
I mean, you said it sounds like a march?
Like a march.
Well, no, I still don't think it really fits into anything. I mean, what genre do you think that sounds like?
Well, whatever, a classical march.
It doesn't sound like classical music, though.
I think to a certain degree. Well, what do I know? Well, I'm not the musician.
I mean, but I will say there is a lot of interesting counterpoint stuff going on in the song. And actually, I don't know if we should do this and focus so much on this right now, but I mean, maybe we should. Let's just real quick here.
One more.
Yeah, well, this is part of... Okay, so playing this... Just to play that song again. If you listen to the different... There's three different voices going on in the song. There's the bass voice and there's two upper voices. And if you listen to the way that they work with each other, it's really neat and really well thought out and composed. Here, let's check that out real quick. And I'm going to separate the channels, which I can do here, actually. So this is just the middle voice right here. And then you have you hear these two voices, the way they work together. And then if you just put in the bass voice as well, if you can listen to all three voices at the same time, they really work together in a really neat way. Can you hear that?
I can.
Well, anyway.
Well, thank you for sharing, Brent.
I mean, I don't know if that was helpful at all, but...
No, I like how you separated the tracks.
I mean,
tell people what program you're using.
We're using Audio Overload right now to play some of these tracks, which... you can download yourself online. It enables you to play the actual ripped sound files from the various games.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, so I like that. We'll consider it.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to play for you now a little number from a game called Lightning Force.
Okay, Lightning Force.
Which was released as... Sega Genesis title. Actually, the original title was Thunder Force 4, but it was repackaged and released as Lightning Force. And you know the spelling of Lightning Force is actually Lightning Force on the box. Did you know that?
Oh, no, yeah. No,
to cast light, as in to make whiter.
Oh,
lightning,
right.
Not lightning, as a bolt of lightning.
Oh, interesting. Okay. But that's a mistake, or is
it? I don't know. I haven't been able to figure that out. But I'm going to play for you a little track, and you tell me what you think.
We're going to test it out too, right?
Right.
Okay. Welcome again to another episode of the Legacy Music Hour.
Legacy Music Hour!
My name is Brent Weinbach.
And I am Rob F. You're rocking out to the sounds of Lightning Force.
And today's theme is blah, blah, blah. So
I think this starts off the podcast with a boost, a bolt, a lightning bolt, if you will.
A lightning
bolt of energy.
It's got a rock edge to it, and it's... You know, it's amped, so it kind of starts the show off with a sort of amped kind of 80s hair sound to it a little bit.
Yes.
I mean, it could work. Yeah. You know.
Let me finish out the song here.
We'll play a full loop.
Well, the thing I like about this, number one, the game's soundtrack is filled with tracks like this.
Right.
It's filled with rockin' tracks. And this is stuff that I listen to that's in my CD player.
Well, you are like a kind of rock guy, right?
I mean, you like
Scorpions, right?
I love hair metal. I love 80s metal.
Yeah.
I love some 70s rock. Just, I love a really good rockin' track.
Yeah. You know?
And this is what I feel that Lightning Force the soundtrack has to offer.
Yeah. Go ahead and play for the listeners. Play full, like a full loop or whatever, or play whatever you know.
You know what? Listen to that. There's this drum. I don't know if it's a solo, but right when the song starts, after those first couple of riffs, the drum, it just does a doom. That just always gets me pumped. Just,
that's the cue for us to come in and be like, "Welcome to the show."
It's, you know, right? Try it.
Well, no. Let's just go ahead and play it. Go ahead.
Back to the Legacy Music Hour.
And we are here selecting various potential theme songs for our show.
So, give it to me straight, Brent. Do you think that song could work as an intro song?
I mean, it could work, sure.
That doesn't sound very convincing.
Well, I mean, we have collectively 16 other options here that we haven't even heard yet.
Okay, but I'm just wanting to see if you had the same opinion as I had. Regarding the song, I mean, I think it's
definitely has an edge.
It's a rocking song.
So we're gonna go into the. Okay, so here's another one of my tracks that I brought. We're talking about things getting amped up, right? This next one, all of them I picked actually. There's some sort of intro to the song that kind of gets, you know, things going, and then you come in with the announcements or whatever, or you come in with the intro for the show. And so I think this song does that really well. This is from Mega Man 3, and it's the title music for Mega Man 3. This is music composed by Yasuaki Fujita, otherwise known as Bun Bun. That was the alias.
How did you know that?
Well, this stuff is available in various places.
Okay, say no more.
This is the title screen song, and here it is. Welcome to another episode of the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
And I'm Rob F. Mega Man Forever. I love this.
So this could work, right? Because it starts out, there's like a situation, an intro to the song, and then it amps up, and then it gets into it, and we're here, and then we're intro of the show.
This is the theme song.
This is the title theme. This is the title music. The title screen music for Mega Man 3. Yeah,
I remember this game. Yeah, and I remember that song.
Good game. Good, great music. In fact, I think I like the music more than the game. No, I mean the game.
No, the game was good.
The game was good. Yeah. Great game, but the music is just the best. Let's do a whole loop right here.
Do a whole loop. Okay.
Thank you.
most people who know Mega Man will know this, but this is a Capcom game.
Oh, yeah, right. Produced by Capcom.
Which
and
also produces fantastic soundtracks.
Great. The best. Some of the best. Some of the best were Capcom soundtracks. And strangely, I mean, this is a whole episode that we're going to do is a lot of Capcom composers were actually women composers. They were female composers. We'll do a whole episode on female composers for anybody interested. Because surprisingly, at least half of my favorite composers in video game music are actually female composers, which is an interesting thing because there isn't... All right, well, whatever. We'll talk about that for that episode. All right. Anyway.
That was a good one.
A good one. I'm kind of feeling that one the most right now, actually, to
you know
be
what
honest.
You know what I'm thinking?
It's just amped. You know, it's pumped.
I'm thinking, why didn't I think of that one?
Uh-huh,
I should have thought of that one.
Right, right.
Okay. Now I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to dig into my bag of tracks. I was saving this one, but you know what? I'm going to pull it out right now. This one is a track from Roger Rabbit, Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Okay.
Which, by all accounts, is a horrible game.
Sure, it was made by
LJN.
LJN, yeah, they're the worst.
But I didn't buy it. I got my mom to buy it, and I remember thinking this is going to be great. I don't even know why I bought it.
You know that you actually gave me your copy of it 7 years ago, like about maybe 7 or 6 years ago. Yeah.
So this is a track.
Oops, sorry.
From when you lose and you're entering your initials into the screen. You know how you have to enter your initials?
Sure.
So here it is.
And welcome to another episode of the Legacy Music Hour.
You are Brent, and I am Rob F.
And today's theme is theme songs for our show. And this is definitely a different approach for a theme song.
I you know, the original choice that I had from Lightning Force was a hard rocking one.
Yeah.
This one is more... Your arm is raised in the air.
Okay, right.
From
yeah.
side to side.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just that loop. We'll play it again. For
we'll play the whole loop right now. So that's what that is. I mean, you know, that's an interesting approach. I think it worked. It did work. It worked.
You sound like a chick blowing me off right now.
No. No, I mean, it sounded, I mean, it worked. It definitely worked. But, I mean, so far, I mean, I'll be honest right now, so far, Mega Man 3, it's such an infectious song, you know? It just gets you going, you know?
Okay.
I mean, actually, but here's the only drawback to Mega Man 3 is that that intro for it is a little actually long, actually. But, I mean, who cares, right? It was probably 20 seconds?
Yeah. You do the intro, you give the weather, you give the traffic, you know what I mean? You do that all while the intro song is happening. You make some announcements, you tell people what's going to be on the show.
No, but I don't think we talk at all until the real part of the song starts. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm saying it's a kind of song where you could do that.
Sure, I guess so, yeah.
I imagine this podcast taking off to the point where we are...
Giving the weather. Sure, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so my next selection is from Rambo for Nintendo. I don't... Who made this game? I don't know if I have this on me, actually.
I could probably look it up.
Let me see if I actually have the composer for this, actually. The composer, I don't believe I have the composer. Let's see. No. All right. No composer for this. But, no, the game was made by, I want to say Konami, actually. I think it was Konami. Am I right? Did you look that up?
I'm looking it up. Hold on. Give me a sec. Acclaim, actually.
Oh, no, it wasn't. No, I'm almost sure it wasn't.
Acclaim.
No, the Nintendo version, though.
It's released by Acclaim.
Oh, okay. It was Acclaim. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. So, okay, Acclaim.
I actually have an Acclaim title for you as well.
Okay, so I don't have the composer's name for this, but it's Rambo, and this is the title theme song to, this is like the title screen song for Rambo, and it's pretty pumped, and you'll I think you might like it too. Here, let's check it out. Welcome to another episode of the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
And I am Rob F.
And this is... Okay, so that's how that sounds. You know, on today's show, blah, blah, blah. Now, the only thing with this song is there isn't a long intro to it, but this song is really groovy, though, I have to say.
I don't know. I can't imagine giving weather to this song. It's okay.
It's It doesn't have a long... All it has is that dun da da dun da dun da dun dun dun. But here, let's take a listen to a whole loop here coming up in just a second. But I think the song is really just jamming, though. Here, check it out right here. Let's check it out. That's the scoop on that. So
that's good. There's a lot going on. Was that supposed to be like a guitar doing harmonic something?
I don't know. I think it's just the sound board on the Nintendo.
But what was it doing?
What are you,
it was doing,
let's see, let's see. What are you talking about?
That, you hear that? It's going.
Well, oh, I can isolate it.
Isolate it. I think that sounds really cool. I think that sounds very cool, actually.
Let me see here. Which one? Is it this one?
That's the one. What is that?
I don't think it's a guitar.
No, but I'm asking, is it some kind of scale?
I wouldn't.
I think that sounds really cool. To me, I picture a guitarist.
Really?
I mean, I know.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. I could see the guitarist, yeah. And then you got... And that's the singer right there above it, right?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly how I see it.
All right.
I like that one. You know,
I mean, it's good. I'm still actually still stuck on Mega Man 3 so far.
I like that song, but I'm going to be honest, and I'm just going to be blunt with you.
Mm-hmm.
Not a theme song.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. Okay. And that's not spite because of
Roger Rabbit.
Because of Roger Rabbit. It's not. It's just I don't think that's theme. I like it, but not theme song.
Right.
Okay.
Your turn.
Okay. The next title for your consideration,
yes sir,
is a title from the Sega Master System.
Okay, yeah, very good. I like that you dug into that bin.
And this one I came across almost by accident. There was a version of Pit Fighter that was released on the Sega Master System.
Oh, really? Okay.
Now I don't know if you ever played Pit Fighter in the arcades.
Sure, it sucked. I mean, no, not in the arcade. It sucked on Super Nintendo.
It was decent. It was on the Sega Genesis.
It was real bad on Super Nintendo.
On the Sega Genesis, the big deal with Pit Fighter was that they used motion capture.
Yeah, right.
And they videoed actors doing the moves.
Oh, this is a claim?
You know what? I'll have to look it up. I don't know who did it.
It's funny because it's almost like a precursor to Mortal Kombat, which used the motion capture thing too.
Right.
Yeah.
But there was a port to the Master System before the Sega Genesis, and they used completely different music, but the gameplay actually is horrible. The gameplay sucks.
Okay.
But the music is what I like, and I'm actually going to play for you the title track to Pit Fighter from the Sega Master System.
Yeah. What's up? Yeah, welcome. What's up? Legacy Music Hour up in here.
What?
Rob F. Oh, here's where we'd really come in.
Oh, okay. We jumped the gun a little bit.
Yeah, we jumped the gun a little bit. So this is interesting. This is a good song. It's kind of experimental. Ooh. Wait, I like this.
Well, hold on. Well, could you see this maybe working? Well, do you want to hear the whole thing first?
Let's do a loop real quick.
Okay.
Actually, I don't even think this is a loop, actually, but... Here. This is an. I really like this piece, but I mean, I'll be honest with you. Also, I don't really see it as a theme song. But what I like about this song is that it's. I like how it There's different movements to it, almost. You know what I mean? There's like this. Like, start from the beginning again.
There it is.
Yeah, it has this kind of thing and this sort of weird spacey sounding thing.
I think that sounds very radio, actually, like very 90s-esque radio.
90s
radio DJ.
Okay.
Like a 1990s hip hop radio DJ. I think it's funny you did a little hip hop thing.
Oh right. Okay, that's why you thought that. Yeah. So
no. But to me, when I first heard this song, I thought, wow, this reminds me of some radio DJs from the 90s and some of the stuff they used to do when they used to take dedications. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever used to listen to the radio.
Sure.
The 90s, but the DJs used to take a lot of dedications and mm-hmm. they used to play music like some sound effects like that.
Yeah, I like that it changes. It changes format almost. You know, there's about three different sections to that song. That sounded cool. I don't know if it's, I don't know if it would be my first choice for a theme
wow.
song.
Wow, you know, I thought for sure.
No, I like it. Don't get
okay.
me wrong.
Okay.
It's kind of unique in that, it's almost kind of experimental in a way, and then because it changes. And I don't know if that, it doesn't have as much of a defined sort of intro and then amp up and then boom, intro to the show. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, you really rain on my parade, Brent.
Because you rain on my Rambo parade.
Well, I thought, well, no, because, you know, right now I'm thinking if nothing else comes along, that Mega Man song's going to be the song, and that's your song, and that's fine. But I thought for sure, once you heard Pit Fighter for Sega Master System, you were going to say, that's it. Oh, I don't even want to play
that. Oh, really? That's the one you thought?
I thought for sure you were going to say, I don't want to listen to anything else. Rob,
did you really think that?
I thought because to
you
me
you were that confident about it.
I was very confident.
Look, I'll be honest with you. I like it. I like it a lot. But
okay,
I mean, it doesn't have that amp to it.
Okay,
you know what I mean. You know what I mean. The amp.
All right.
You know what I'm talking about with the amp factor.
I thought that was full of amp.
Well, listen, I'll tell you this much. You think you got amp? I got what do I have? A bunch of other tracks here ready to go. Should I get right into it?
What do you got next?
I got, okay, here's a track from Final Fantasy II for Super Nintendo.
You know, I was never into RPG games, but I always knew the music was good.
The music is the best.
Right.
I mean, the best adventure music for any video game is from Final Fantasy II. It's music composed by Nobuo Uematsu, one of the most well-known video game composers in the world. And this is from the Dwarf Castle. And this has a good little intro, and it's different. I don't think you're going to like it, to be honest. I don't think you're going to like it. It's one of my favorite tracks from the game, but this is from the Dwarf Castle, Final Fantasy, produced by Squaresoft, whatever. And here it is. Welcome to another episode of the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
And I'm confused. What's going on here? What is this? What are you doing?
Keep talking.
I can't get behind this. This sounds like a really sad elephant.
I see what you mean. It's a different flavor altogether. But what I like about it is I think that there's a fanfare intro to it. So it's sort of like... Here, look. Like this beginning part right here. You got fanfare. It's like the show. Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour, you know, and it's this sort of, I don't know, it's just a different vibe. And I like it, though. I like the song a lot. I like the, you can hear that piano sound, too. I like that. Listen. You know?
Wow. This reminds me exactly why I don't like RPG games. If I had to listen to this...
Oh, no. I can change your mind about that. I mean, as far as RPG music?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I have other tracks we'll get to in another episode.
No, but I mean, one of the reasons I don't like RPG games is the music.
Hmm.
Having to listen to those loops over and over is so mind-numbing.
Oh, I will change your mind for sure. When we do the Nobuo Uematsu episode, you're going to change your mind, definitely. Or the RPG episode, your mind will be changed and blown. Oh. And let's hear the loop. Here comes the loop right here. That's the Dwarf Castle from Final Fantasy II, music composed by Nobuo Uematsu.
I got to be honest with you. I think that's a great way of turning off people to what we're trying to achieve here. I don't like that.
If you disagree with Rob, you can email us, right? We have an email address.
What is I forgot what it is. I set it up, but I forgot.
I know. I don't know what it is either.
I think it's legacymusichour@gmail.com.
We'll figure it out during the next song.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and we have a website, too.
Yeah, we have a website.
We have a website, too.
We'll plug that all at the end of the show.
We're professional.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at the end of the show.
Okay.
All right, what's next? What do you have?
The next track for your consideration comes from a game called Tecmo Pro Wrestling.
Okay, Tecmo Pro Wrestling.
You remember that game?
Maybe I don't, you know. I mean, of course I played
Tecmo.
Were
you into wrestling games?
Not really.
You weren't into wrestling when you were a kid, were you?
Not at all.
Okay, that explains it. But Tecmo Pro Wrestling, at the time, you could do so many moves with these characters, and the way you could move these guys around and use different parts of the cage and work different holds, it was a system of moves that was, I think, ahead of its time. That new UFC game that's out right now, I can't play it. I don't like it at all. Tecmo Pro Wrestling has a million times more replay value, and I'm going to play for you right now the title track.
Good evening, and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour.
You see, you're not doing that justice. I think you're sabotaging my
song. No. Okay, fine, do it again. Start it over.
Man, that you gave your own song a great intro.
So start it over.
And I think this song is worthy.
All right.
Can I try one once?
Good evening doesn't even make sense because
can I try one?
Oh, you go ahead.
Let me try one.
Go ahead.
I'm getting sabotaged over here. Here we go. And welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. I am Rob F.
My name is Brent Weinbach.
That's a little more energy.
I'm trying to help you out here. I mean, this song's cool.
Oh, by the way, I got my wrestling games confused. This is actually Tecmo World Wrestling. I apologize for that. Pro Wrestling was another game, another wrestling game.
Oh, okay. So Tecmo World Wrestling.
Tecmo World Wrestling. I apologize
for that. Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's cool. It's okay.
Oh,
I don't love it.
Wow.
I don't love it.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's not that... Okay, here's the thing. I like strong melodies. I like really strong, infectious melodies.
This is very infectious, in my opinion. I mean, it's the same 40 seconds looped over and over.
Yeah, but it's not... I don't know. There's something about the way it's structured that's not really... Dun, 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 dun. It's like... It's all right. It's not... It's not really... It doesn't have a very... The melody's not very driving. You know what I mean?
Did you play Ninja Gaiden?
Sure. It sounds like Ninja... Well, Tecmo made Ninja Gaiden.
You know what we'll do for a future episode? I want you to... We're going to get this on audio overload. And we're going to cue it up with level 4-2 on Ninja Gaiden.
Oh.
because they took the same thing, but they just, I don't know what you do musically.
I hear what you're talking about, actually. But I already know where you're going with it, yeah.
It's almost instead of this melody, it's the same other melody, but using the same notes.
Sure.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you play them side by side, it sounds...
No,
very cool.
I can hear that already. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, they're made by the same company too, right?
Right.
Yeah. Let's move on. Okay, so up next, we're going to hear a track from Super Mario Kart, one of my favorite racing games of all time. This is for Super Nintendo, and this is music by Koji Kondo and Soyo Oka. Let me just verify that, actually. Let's see. You played that game, right?
Super Mario, a couple of times.
Really? You didn't play that?
I was a Sega Genesis kid.
Right, you're a Genesis kid.
Yeah, I was a Genesis kid. And a couple of my buddies had Super Nintendo, and I would play it occasionally, but I was hardcore Genesis.
Yeah, so Soyo Oka, a female composer, she did the music with Koji Kondo, who's known for Super Mario Brothers and, you know, The Legend of Zelda songs, you know, very well known. It was Nintendo's prize composer.
Right.
But so they together did Super Mario Kart, and the song we're going to hear is Rainbow Road, which is the Rainbow Road level. And this has a good intro, and it's kind of funky in a way, and well, you'll see. Let's take a look. Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
And I am Rob F. as always.
And today's theme is blah, blah, blah. Okay, so this is just this is fun, you know? This is a fun track, you know? It's got a funky bass, too.
This is. I like this.
Listen to the bass. So anyway, you know, one thing about I just want to say about this song is that it sounds actually kind of a lot like I Feel For You by Chaka Khan.
I don't know that song.
It's like I feel for you. It's the end of, especially the end of that song, I Feel For You by Chaka Khan. Look it up, guys. It sounds like Rainbow Road from Super Mario Kart. Anyway, I don't know. I think this is a good song. What do you think? I mean, I
think it is a good song. It's very 80s. Very 80s, I think.
Yeah, I mean it's just I like that bass, boom, 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 boom. You know, like that kind of bass, yeah. And it's a fun song. I think it kind of gets it amped up and stuff. But you know, I mean, whatever. That's just another option to think about. Let's move on. I guess here's the thing. If we normally our shows are going to be 60 minutes long, but
right.
You know, this is our first show, and we may go a little over. We'll see what happens. We're going to try not to though.
People have things to do.
Sure.
They don't want to listen to video game music all day. Although I probably could. Sometimes I do.
Well, if they're listening to the show, they do.
Right.
Let's move on to your next one.
I am jumping back into 16-bit. And this one is...
What do you mean jumping back? We were just in 16-bit.
Well, no, my previous song was Tecmo World Wrestling.
Okay. Yeah, but for me, we're staying in the world of 16-bit.
Were you any good at Mario Kart? Were you good at that game?
It's the best.
Oh. Okay. I played that once. I couldn't really get into it, but you know what? I'm going to stick on this racing theme.
Sure.
This one is the title track to an Electronic Arts title called Road Rash.
And welcome to another episode of the Legacy Music Hour.
I'm Rob F.
Wait, that's actually where we should have come in, right there. Whatever, doesn't matter.
Well, whatever.
But. Yeah. I'm Brent Weinbach. This is the show. No, I'm just kidding. All right. I mean, I didn't need to say that, I guess. Oh, let's hear this. This very much has like a southern feel to it, obviously, right? It has this sort of slide guitar sort of sound.
The lap steel.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The
yeah.
lap steel.
Right, right, right. And it's got this sort of bow, 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 like biker. It sounds like a biker. It sounds like biker music, like southern biker music.
Well, it is. It was a biker game, and I think they captured it beautifully.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about it. I'm a little bit, you know, sort of bored by the melody a little bit, but...
Bored?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it's just... I mean, you know what? It's also partially just... Yeah, I don't know. Well, okay, could you really sing along with this song?
Sing along?
Yeah.
Yeah, riding on my bus, on my bike.
I don't know.
Road
here's
rash.
Well, anyway, I really...
You can't sing during a solo.
Well, above all, though... I think that this sounding so sort of southern biker music is a little too specific for our theme song, you know?
I can see you as a southern biker.
Hmm?
I can see you.
Well, see me as a southern biker?
Yeah, I'm looking
sure.
at you. I can see maybe southern biker.
Can you see us, both of us together, riding on a bike together on the road?
I can see maybe you in the on the back of my bike.
Oh, I'm on the back?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I'll take it.
Okay.
Let's move on.
I think we should... That there's going to be a few entries when we do racing...
Oh, that's going to be one of your racing ones?
Well, there's a bunch of the level songs. A bunch of the level
right.
songs are really
from
good.
From Road Rash.
Electronic Arts, EA. It's in the game.
Okay, so my next choice is from... you're going to hate this one, I think. It's from Pilot Wings, which is for Super Nintendo. And this is, again, music composed by Koji Kondo and Soyo Oka. They together made this music. This is the hang gliding level, or the hang gliding stage, and you're going to hate this, because it's... Here's the thing. Pilot Wings, it's very elevator music. And maybe you could be... We're going to do an episode on elevator, like the best elevator music hits from video game music. We're going to do a whole episode on that. This is a little taste of that, because this is very elevator, and you'll see what I mean. Here we go. Welcome to another episode of the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
And I am the co-host, Rob F.
And today's show, we are trying to find a theme song for our program. And this is the hang glider level from Pilot Wings. I mean, here's the thing. It's a softer approach to a theme song, totally. And it's got this elevator feel to it a little bit. But... I do like this song. I'm already like not gung ho about this being the theme song, but I think it works though. It's a nice, relaxing way to get into our show.
I do feel as if I may fall asleep. It's definitely not my cup of tea. And you know what? Pilot Wings. I didn't buy into that hype. I saw that game when I saw the commercials, and I saw some people play it. When it was announced and when it was released for Super Nintendo, but I wasn't about to buy a Super Nintendo. For some reason, I was a Genesis fanboy.
This is a great game. A great game.
I disagree.
I love it. And it's got great kind of elevator music. If you like elevator music. Here, let's go for... we're going to try to do a whole loop here. Let's try to do it. Here, let me do it. Let me do the. Mm-hmm. It's nice. I like it.
Maybe if we're, you know what, if we ever do commercials, I can see that being a commercial song. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
What do you got? What's next? We're running.
We still have enough. We still have about. Oh, we have enough time.
Okay.
The next song I am going to play for you, Brent, is the title track from the Sega Genesis title Streets of Rage.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome again to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
And I am Rob F. And together, we are cleaning up the streets with the Legacy Music Hour.
We're cleaning up the streets with the smooth sounds of Streets of Rage. This sounds like a smooth, this is like a smooth jazz show right here, this or something like that. Oh, especially this, or some sort of smooth jazz trip-hop sort of sound. Aw, yeah. Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. Ooh, that's gameplay right there.
Oh, well, it's, yeah, it's the beginning.
Hit that out. Cut that out.
I think.
I mean, it's a funny way of. It's definitely not amped, you know, but it's a funny. It's a sexy way of starting the show off, you know.
Don't you think we'll attract female fans?
Well, definitely. No, this will be. But I don't know if female fans are the ones who'd be wanted to. Are going to be interested in this kind of music.
I read a funny comment on YouTube from one of the tracks to this game, mm-hmm. And the YouTube comment said, "How many babies do you think were conceived when this particular track?"
Oh, really?
Not this one, but one of the ending credits.
Oh, that's funny.
Because this whole track—it's a sexy track.
It's sexy. It's definitely like sexy, hot city nights. I feel sexy when we intro the show like that. Legacy Music Hour. I'm Brent Weinbach.
What's up, ladies?
How y'all doing tonight? The smooth sounds of Streets of Rage.
That's pretty good. I think I could work as an intro.
I mean, no, it could work, but I think it would make it sound like our show was a different kind of show, I think. I think it would make it sound like we were, you know, going to play the best of Luther Vandross or something like that on the show or something like that.
Okay.
Let's see what we got here. All right, so next up, here's a track from a game called Legacy of the Wizard. And this was, I think, Borderbund. Borderbund is the company, I think, who produced this. Legacy of the Wizard?
Broderbund. Why, that sounds familiar.
I think they did a lot of computer games and stuff. Do you want to verify that real quick, Legacy of the Wizard? Let me see. Oh, the music was composed by Yuzo Koshiro, I think. Let me just verify that myself here. We're just dead air right now.
Hold on, I'm
it's okay. It's no, yeah. Yuzo Koshiro, who also did the music to ActRaiser 1 and 2, really, really good music to ActRaiser. It sounds like classical music, but yeah, Yuzo Koshiro did the music for it, and then also he did the music to Super Adventure Island. But whatever, that soundtrack's not that very good. But ActRaiser 1 and 2, very good music. He did the music to this. This is a Nintendo game though, and does it say who put it out?
As Broderbund.
Broderbund, yeah.
It's Broderbund.
Broderbund.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, this is the overworld music, and I think this actually works really well for a video game music show, because it sounds like video game music. It's very specific to that genre of video game music. Hit it. Welcome to another episode of the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
And my name is Rob F.
And this is another test intro for this song. I think this song works really well, actually, because it's got a nice intro to it. You know, it's got this intro, and it amps up a little bit, and the video. And this sounds like video game music. I mean, this sounds like... When you think of video game music, you think of this song, I think. I do, I mean.
I agree as well. This does sound like video game music. I'm not a huge fan. I think I could see it maybe working.
I mean, I think this is a good intro song. And then, you know, we say... And today's theme is, you know, so-and-so, and we're going to start things off with our first track, this thing from this, and blah, 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 and here it is. And then we just fade that out, and then play the next song or whatever.
Do you know Broderbund did Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Do you remember that?
I think they also did some. They were involved in Pitfall too, in some way. I think, right?
I don't know what they did. Prince of Persia.
Okay. Oh, right. That's what it is. Yeah, Prince of Persia. Right.
And Myst. Remember Myst?
Oh yeah, they had something to do.
They did
a great game. That's a great
game.
Myst, a really good game. Let's do a quick loop. Let's do a loop of this song. Let me start it over. Over like that.
Interesting.
I don't know. That's actually. Anyway. Yeah. So, what do you got? What do you have?
I am going to. You know what? I noticed I have a lot of title tracks.
Well, yeah. Right. I mean, it makes sense, right? I mean, for the theme song of our show, I mean, it makes sense that it'll be title themes. A lot of actually mine are not title themes. I think Rambo was the only one I think I had.
Okay. Okay.
Oh no! And Mega Man 3, of course. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, the next title I am submitting is Double Dragon. Mm-hmm. And this is actually going mainstream. I think people in and especially my generation will recognize this tune for sure.
Oh yeah, that's another thing about Mega Man. The only drawback about Mega Man 3 is that it's very popular. It's a very popular song. You know, everybody knows it. So anyway, but all right.
Yeah, I don't think it's as mainstream as, say, a
Double
Super
Dragon.
Mario.
Oh, not a Super Mario. That's another thing, guys. You'll never hear Super Mario Brothers Legend of Zelda.
Right.
Or at least the main theme from Legend of Zelda on our show, because we want to explore things and, you know, explore music that you might not have heard before.
Okay, yeah. So here is, even though everyone has heard this one, here is the theme to Double Dragon.
Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
And I am Rob F. the Dragon.
And this works. This works. This totally works. It has an intro. It amps up. Boom, you goes, you know.
We're talking about today's theme.
Yeah.
We're talking about what's going on, what tracks we've been listening to.
Yeah. I mean, it's not one of my favorite tracks, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, just in general, but, you know. It works.
Here's more loop. One more loop. And there it is.
That wasn't the whole lap, was it? The whole loop, was it?
It was just about it. Okay. We're a little pressed for time.
Sure, so. Okay, yeah.
And
the other funny thing... Oh, go on, what?
What were you going to say? The best...
The other funny thing about this is it's almost as if you and I are the Double Dragon brothers, or guys, or whatever. You know what I mean?
I think we should probably do a picture and put that on the site.
Right,
our website is legacymusichour.com.
I think people have done that, though, is the thing.
No, but it would make more sense, and then we could have even two microphones or
actually,
something.
What we should do is take a lot of pictures together of imitating the covers of video game boxes. That's what we should do.
Okay.
In fact, yeah, okay, we'll talk about that off the show. Okay.
The Double Dragon.
Yeah.
Elbow pose.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I can live with that.
Were you going to say something?
Our best two in the interest of time.
In the interest of time. Okay, so right next, this next one really I think actually could be one, you know.
For everyone keeping score, Brent's Mega Man 3 submission stands head and shoulders above the rest.
The front runner, yeah. But right now I think this is a good contender, and I know this is another selection of mine, but this is from Blaster Master, and this was produced by Sunsoft, and the composer is let me find this. Can you just cut out this dead air right here, or what? Pause it right now.
Okay.
So the composer's name is Naoki Kadoka, and he also did the music to Journey to Silius and did the music to Batman, which were also Sunsoft games. So anyway, this is the music from Blaster Master. This is the first level, and it's, or the first area. It just really amps up. It's a really, really good song. It really gets you going and gets you in the mood to listen to some video game music, I think. It's one of my favorite video game songs of all time. Let's do it. And welcome to another episode of the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
And I am Rob F.
And this is, I think this really works as a theme song, actually.
You know what? I do, I agree. This does work as a theme song.
It just, I actually really, I love the, how they repeat this sort of, you hear this motif, this, or whatever, there's like this, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. And they kind of reuse it over and over again. I really like that.
Wasn't Blaster Master the game where you were in this car or some kind of vehicle?
Yeah, you're in a car. You're trying to save your pet frog.
Right.
And you get out of the car. There's two different gameplays. There's, you're in the car, and you can get out of the car, and then you go into these levels, and then you're just walking around without the car. And it was two different kind of formats. It was like a side scroller and also this overhead thing. I like how they use that theme over and over again. Here, we'll do a whole loop right here. Let's do the loop. Oh, wait, it's not, it's almost, this loop is almost over. We'll start the new loop in just a second here. And listen for that motif. Like the way that it amps up in the beginning too. You have that amp up, you know, it gets you going, and then it starts, it just feels like the beginning of a show, you know. It just feels good.
Definite show music.
So all right, so that was
okay.
Let's move on. I guess we're probably just, let's just maybe do one more of yours and then we'll stop there.
Okay,
what do you say about that?
That's
because
fine.
I had three more, but I just, whatever, you guys will eventually hear it at one point, I think. Right.
Okay, so to close things out, I'm going back to 8-bit Nintendo. And for your consideration, I have here the level gameplay song for TNC Surf Designs.
Okay. Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
And I am Rob F. Brada.
Showcasing the best video game music from the 8-bit and 16-bit eras.
Doesn't this make you want to get on a board and ride?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it sounds a little repetitive, though. You know what I mean? It's just repetitive.
No, but listen to this. Here comes a solo. Okay, this one actually comes from LJN as well, and that was the Roger Rabbit one that you shot down.
I didn't shoot it down. I think you've shot down mine in a much more harsher way than I've shot any. I haven't shot any of them down, actually. The truth of the matter is,
no, you're the Tecmo Wrestling one you shot down.
No, did I really?
Yeah, you said this is boring.
No.
I don't know, you didn't say boring, but I think you said it was too repetitive.
This one's repetitive. You know this one's repetitive.
But it's so good. I could listen to this forever. Sometimes,
really?
Sometimes I do. I listen to it for
all right.
10, 15 minutes at a time. Mm-hmm. How does this not get you pumped up? Listen to that solo.
Yeah, I just, you know.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right. So we're. I think it's come to the time of the show, and we're just about finished with the show. We are going to make our final decision on what our theme song is.
Yes.
And what do you? Let's talk about it.
Okay. I think there isn't. There's no need for a discussion. I think the hands down favorite and the winner for the Legacy Music Hour theme song is the Mega Man 3.
You think so? So you don't think Master? You don't think Blaster Master?
I think Mega Man 3 is just it pumped me up.
It really pumped me up. Yeah. So we're gonna use Mega Man 3, guys. That's our theme song. If you, for some reason, from what we played, disagreed, or you know, there was one that you felt worked better as our theme song, you can write it right into us. We have what's our email address?
LegacyMusicHour@gmail.com. And you can find more info on what we're going to be doing, and maybe even if we have time, we'll put up a listing of all the tracks that we played.
Yeah,
on the website. We have a website. It's LegacyMusicHour.com.
And also, if you have suggestions for topics you'd like us to cover, you know, we talked earlier about the different topics we're going to explore for each episode. If you have your own ideas of stuff you'd like to for us to explore, you know, write in and let us know. And if you have any other questions or comments or stuff you want to say that you don't like about our show, feel free.
You know what? How about you play us out with our brand new theme song?
With our brand new theme song? That sounds like a good idea. Here, I'll start it off right now. All right, so we have our brand new theme song to play us out.
Courtesy of Mega Man 3.
Mega Man 3, courtesy of Bun Bun, Alias.
This is a great song, Brett. Excellent choice.
Yeah, I think so. I think this works. I mean, this is a pretty popular song. I mean, this is on a lot of people's top 10 lists for video game music. Well, that's our show. That's our first episode, right?
That it's one episode in the can, many more to come.
This is just jamming right here, you know? This is the jam right here, right?
One more time, if you guys want to find out more about what we're all about and what we're going to do, LegacyMusicHour.com is the website. LegacyMusicHour@gmail.com is our email address.
Oh, and what's our... Just to give them a reason to tune in next week, or not next week, or whenever we do our next one episode is, what's our theme for next week?
What did we decide on?
What did we decide? I think we decided... I guess we're going to do racing. We're going to do
racing games. That's
we're
going
to do racing games. So racing games will be our next episode. So tune in again to hear our next episode. And again, the composer of this music is Yasuaki Fujita, otherwise known as Bun Bun. That's his alias.
See you next time, folks.
I'm Brent Weinbach.
Rob F.
This is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.